to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday, March 7th, 2006. And with me is a very special guest, but not extra special. Not at all extra special, actually. But it is Dr. Tweaker Jason from Tweaker Talks.
Right. And Tweaker Talks, that's right. Hi, Larry.
Welcome, Jason. Well, all of it just runs together in my mind, you know, and I'm looking at it, drtweaker.com, okay. And that's the Tweaker Talks podcast. So how's it going?
It's going great. It's also tweakertalks.com. We changed a little bit around on you there.
My feed hasn't updated.
Yeah, it's going great. Glad to be here filling in for that big fatty who's okay. At sea all day today.
He is. Now, that big fat thing, you guys need to tune in to probably tomorrow's show. He had a little fender bender in his rental car.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I don't believe it was his fault, but regardless, I get a phone call in the middle of the night on Friday. Larry, I need a favor. I need my insurance information. Now, do I live anywhere near Big Fatty?
The no. Horror.
Yeah. And I was like, Big Fatty, whoever that is just going to have to wait because I'm not getting up. You know, it's like, so I went and faxed all that mess to him on Saturday. But Big Fatty then proceeded to call and leave us voice letters on the Little Fatty Cast. But there are enough to make a whole show.
Oh, no. Calling from the ship, huh? Ooh.
Yeah. Well, they apparently didn't leave to go out to sea when they were supposed to. I got one at midnight last night saying they still were hanging out at the dock, which he and his friend Miss Kitty didn't really care because you can still get free room service.
Well, how sweet is that? Big Fatty's taking advantage of that. He's probably ordered some hams already.
Can you deliver a whole spiral cut ham to the room, please?
I'll take a honey baked, please.
So have you ever been on a cruise, Jason?
I've never been on a cruise. I would love to go, though. I don't think I would go on an all-gay cruise, though. That's a little much for the Tweaker.
I think that everyone our age, because you're about my age, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 26.
Okay, we're the same age. All right, I thought so. I think everyone our age says that. Everyone our age who's normal. Well,
yeah, that's like an old gay guy thing. Like when you're 40 and you can't get the little boys anymore, you know, it's just hilarious. You go on a cruise to be with the other old gay men. That's just the only thing I can figure.
Well, my friend, my ex-co-host Larry Cly went on one of these one time. I don't know if you were around in the days of Larry Cly, but a little
before my time.
Okay. Yeah, this was easily 6 months ago when he left the show. But he went on one with Big Fatty a few years back, and he had a lot to say. He said it was a good time. He loved eating until you dropped. There were like three sorts of people on the boat, pretty much. There were the old gays, you know, the old, fat, nasty gays, kind of what Big Fatty's heading towards. hey, Big
right.
Fatty, I could have said it's what you are now, but I didn't.
We love you, Big Fatty.
Yeah, we do love Big Fatty. And then there are like the middle-aged gay, which Big Fatty falls in to kind of the group, you know, of just normal, average. I mean, we'll throw Big Fatty in the normal group, but.
Okay. Sling and all, it goes normal.
Right,
okay.
It is normal. And then there are like the younger guys, like they're still not real young because to go on something like that costs so much money. You know what I'm saying? Like a real
right.
young person can't just up and spend, you know.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, well, I just don't care to spend that much money on something like that. That's my issue. That's a new MacBook Pro. Ooh. Oh, wait, what's that? Is that a MacBook Pro?
On the count of three, real loud, I want to hear a hell yeah bitch, okay? 1, 2, 3. Hell yeah, bitch.
Oops, that went right up into extra special Chris singing karaoke. So we are using the new MacBook Pro tonight, kind of. So
indeed. kind of, sort of, but not really.
Not really. Right. But then, you know, there are the younger folks, probably in their late 20s, early 30s, who tend to be attractive, maybe, no offense, tweaked out a little bit.
Right. You're ones that have, you know, aged a little bit out of the club scene, own their own homes now, that kind of group.
Right. But
yeah,
the catch was, none of those people talked to any of, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone came with the group and no one talked.
They were so secluded.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're like, you don't meet anyone. You don't really socialize with any new people, so you better damn well like the people you go with, because those are the only people you're going to see for 7 days.
So it's just like the Titanic. Everybody's got their own little class.
It sounded like it. And so nothing about that made me decide I would want to go on one of those cruises, but I'm sure they're fabulous.
I'm sure they are, but if I wanted, you know, the all-you-can-eat buffet and cute boys, hell, I'd go to Vegas.
See, I don't like Vegas. I don't like Vegas. Speaking of cute boys, you're in Nashville.
I am. Lots of your boys are in Nashville, I'm hearing.
Well, I get confused. I think that's why I'm so confused, is because you're the only Jason in Nashville, but I think there are like two Chris's in Nashville,
right,
or something.
And there are, I believe, on the – I think they're on the Big Fatty map even, at least one of them, I know.
And that's why I'm so confused about who lives where and who does what, because until I know you personally, let's face it.
It's hard to keep up. It is.
Well, you have listeners now too, so I'm sure you understand. Like, they
letter
you, and
they're flooding in. Yes.
No, I'm sure they are.
It's like I done one damn little show about using some ecstasy, and some big queen featured it on her show yesterday, and now it was like I had 4,000 hits on my site when I woke up this morning. Yes.
See, that's just
she
it.
Like totally trashed me, and they all came flocking, and I was like, oh my god, some pod drama.
But that's it. Like DJ David J, the gay trucker at DJDavidJ.com.
Yes.
Like, people listen because he talks about sex. You know,
yep.
Like, he otherwise, when he's not talking about sex, he just talks about shit like we do. But when he talks about sex, trucker sex nonetheless, people are like, oh.
Ooh, let me listen to him.
And I'll listen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a good show. But it's like, I feel like the only way to get listeners is to talk about, well, now ecstasy or meth or I did make a racist comment one time, and that got a lot of hits. I didn't mean it, but it just flipped out.
Well, now you were talking about your, what was it, your Confederate headband yesterday or last week?
Confederate headband.
Yeah, you said you were in Nashville. You're going to wear your Confederate headband or something.
I probably did.
See, you don't even remember what you said.
I don't remember what I said. But no, apparently Extra Special Chris and Extra Special John say we're going to somewhere near Nashville for the Moon Pie Festival.
Moon Pie and RC Cola Festival.
Oh,
hell
yeah.
Yes.
And so I've been instructed on how that's going to work this summer. So Extra Special Chris sent me the link to his iCal cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, which I clicked on, and then it installed all of those festivals on my iCal, which is just like kind of like an Outlook calendar if you guys don't use Macs. But so now I can click on that label, and it like zooms out and shows me all of these festivals that are taking place this summer.
Honey, you're going to be around so many hillbillies, you're going to run back to wherever you're... Where are you from again?
Oh, no.
You're in the South Carolinas, aren't you?
I am. I grew up
in the Charleston.
I am in the Charleston. I grew up in the backwoods, South Carolina, so there are no hillbillies that can...
But you said you've never been to Tennessee, so you really don't know them yet.
You're right.
I'm talking straw hats, straw in the mouth, let me tell you, and they're all holding moon pies and RC Colas.
Well, me too. Don't think I don't have a straw hat sitting right up here in my closet. It's a little dusty,
ooh,
but I've got it.
Hot.
Uh-huh. And I've got cowboy boots, too, because I also used to ride horses. And so don't think Miss Horty won't throw it up.
Well,
in
now.
There. That Honda will come on right up to now. Well, no, fuck that. I'm not.
Ladies,
driving.
The real Larry Vader is coming through, guys. Stay tuned.
I know. Like, but you'll have to take us to some of the good bars in Nashville.
I will.
Because if there are cowboys, it'll be nice knowing y'all, but I'm probably going to have to leave. hopefully not alone. So, yeah.
Yeah, there'll be some nice cowboys there, no doubt.
It's not fair.
Nashville's kind of like that cruise ship, though. We've got, like, three classes. You've got, like, your tweaked-out people, you've got your cowboy gay people at the bar, and then you got, like, everybody else in the drag queens. And the cowboys all make their rounds every night from, like, bar to bar to bar. And it's, like, this group of, like, 10 or 11 of them. And they go to, like, all the bars every weekend. And they're all so fine, Larry. Yeah, ooh, you're going to love it.
So do you know any of them personally? Are they good friends? Can you put in a good word for Larry? Or
I know a couple of cowboys that go to little bars, yeah.
Ooh. Extra special, Chris. By the time you hear this, it'll be time for us to depart for Nashville because you're so far behind. But if you could please go ahead and make some reservations at Somewhere Good, please. Thanks. Yeah, okay, done.
Can't wait to have you guys down here in Nashville.
Well, you know, we were supposed to go to Europe, me and the other O and the extra special boys. But different people's grandmothers are sick and different people have to do this and whatever. And now I can't get another week of vacation. So I was trying to decide where I wanted to go kind of locally to spend 5 days this summer. Maybe it'll be Nashville.
So now you're just going to come on down to Nashville. Yeah.
Well, is there enough to do?
The Moon Pie Festival.
Oh, Lord. Is there enough to do for 5 days in Nashville? Or?
Well, honey, there's enough to do for 10.
In Nashville? Really? Because I try watching stuff about it on, like, GAC and all, and
oh, no. You have to come to see the real stuff. They just show you the commercial stuff.
Well,
honey, Nashville, up until a year ago, we had the largest gay bar on the East Coast, and it got shut down for drugs and stuff. But
imagine
that's another story.
I've never seen drugs in a gay bar anyway.
Oh, yeah, really. But now Nashville has this great little place called Church Street, and there's, like, oh, my God, 6 gay bars on it, like, all together. And a little gay restaurant and bookstore. And it's like Church Street's the gay place to be in Nashville. You can spend like a week there and turn around and wake up and think you've been there, you know.
Let me see if I can conference Chris. And I'm just kidding.
Chris, pack your bags. It's ready to go.
You get the Toyota warmed up and I'll just meet you there. I'll leave my Honda in your driveway. Okay, thanks. Yeah.
But yeah, you guys will have a blast. It's really fun. Everyone thinks Nashville's all country and hicks, but when it comes to the gay scene, we're really progressive and
well,
we have
no,
a
I like country.
Large community.
I want it to be country because sometimes I think of country boys as more down to earth.
Yeah, it's country, but it's just not hick.
Well,
there's a difference.
There is a difference. I completely agree that there's a difference. So now you're single, right?
No, I'm actually taken.
Really?
Well,
that's what I get for only listening to the first two shows.
Yeah, well, I have a husband.
No, you don't.
But,
do you really?
Well, we've been together for almost a year.
Okay.
But I'm taking applications. See, I can't say this on my show because he listens to it. But I'm taking applications because I'm over and done.
Oh, my.
Some of my regular listeners will know exactly what I mean.
And by regular listeners, you mean the people who have listened to the 6 shows? Because now,
yeah.
don't be trashing me, okay? I'm only 4 behind, which John Michael Haas will tell you I was like 10 behind on his at one point. But I catch up. I just
it's
have to
right. As long as
bend.
You catch up. Just skip to the last one because I mentioned you in it. It's the best one of all.
Oh, really? Well, I
yeah, so just skip on up there.
Because, like, if you could go back and listen to the first 4 or 5 or 10 or 15, 20 Little Fatty Cast, you would learn a lot more about me. Like, a lot of our newest listeners don't get it. Like, Archer and I were chitter-chatting tonight. I don't know if you are familiar with Archer from Archer Radio.
I am.
Okay. Well, we were chitter-chatting on iChat tonight because he's going to be Big Fatty one day this week.
Big Fatty?
Big Fatty! It's my Big Fatty voice is almost gone. I've been partying so much, you know. He asked a lot of questions, and I just assumed that everyone knew the answer to some of those questions. But, you know, if you missed the first 5 to 10 shows, which I didn't think Archer did, but maybe he did. You really had no idea, and I guess we just take that for granted as podcasters. You know,
that's true. I've only been listening to the Little Fatty Cast since probably late November, early December. I've caught a few of the older shows that I've found on the feed, but I need to go back and listen to some of them. I really do, and find out, you know.
Well, see,
all the
I
old
take
stuff.
Them down once they're like a month old. I remove them from the feed because
that's just
my
like
fault.
On your banner, you have a Chris guy on there, and I don't think I've ever heard Chris on the show.
Well, and it's funny because that's extra special, Chris. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, but he used to be on the show regularly. Now, he was on the show that was released the day we're recording this.
Yes, I actually heard that. I didn't know it was extra special, Chris, though. All right.
Yeah, that's extra special. We were really boring. We were tired, and I'd already done 3 shows that night. I was out of things to talk about, but yeah, like, Chris has been a very good friend through all of this, and Chris, I just like to throw that out there. He's been very supportive. He's my tech support
Okay.
for when I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So
so you pick up the Pathfinder and call Chris.
Oh, no, I just find him on iChat.
Well,
I don't call Chris.
Like,
yeah, it's like, you know, and we speak iChat code. But anyway. So what else? There's some stuff I wanted to ask you, but I can't believe you're, well, you're taking applications.
Definitely.
Okay, so now how often does your podcast come out?
It's been about once a week.
Okay.
Hopefully that's going to change. I'm going for two or three times a week.
Okay. And you record on a PC.
Yes, use the Audacity.
Wow, you're doing better than I was earlier tonight, so I'm not going to talk trash about a PC right now.
So I've been thinking about getting a Mac just to do the podcast, so very soon the Tweaker Talks may be on the Mac.
I'd wait. Yeah. If you'd like for it to work, I'd wait, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, guys, if you're thinking about upgrading to an Intel-based Mac, that's great,
yeah,
unless you're going to have somebody else trying to Skype in or something, because unavailable. Until they convert all the software, Rosetta doesn't cut it. And my listeners are like, who the fuck cares about that? So now, have you always lived in Nashville? I remember on your first show, you said you were from somewhere else, right? But then you moved to Nashville and you had that little binge event.
Yeah,
and then,
I'm from a small little town just outside of Nashville, a little hick town with one stoplight.
Okay. I grew up in a place with none, by the way.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. Or then I moved to Seattle for some boy that I met online and lived there for about a year. Then I moved to Memphis. And then last year I finally moved back to the Nashvilles.
So you're relatively new. So you must have met your boyfriend, husband, whenever you moved back to the Nashvilles, I guess.
No, it's one of those where I've known him for like 8 years. He used to try to date me a long time ago and I never would give him the time of day.
Oh.
And I moved back, and it was just one of those convenience things, and we bought a house together, so
it kind
of tied me in, yes.
Right.
So, but yeah, those applications, just go to tweakertalks.com, hit the contact, send me your applications.
And if you'd like to live in a gorgeous house, yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, you know, I'm selling my house, my condo.
I heard the Vader family condo's up for sale.
She is up for sale. She's had more folk trucking up through her, which is okay. However, they open everything. And I'm like, y'all didn't need to open my chest of drawers. Don't pretend like I don't know that you opened them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, no, your agent let you be there when they showed your
No.
But I like, started to say, mine always ran me out.
No, I was not here, and I came home. And, like, I understand that, like, the you know, closet doors are open, the bathtub stuff is, like, pulled back, moved around. Like, I understand that. Maybe even some cabinets are kind of ajar, like, because I would – shit, I looked in stuff to see what it looked
like. But
was
they prowling through your drawers?
But my chest of drawers were ajar. And I'm like, now, I know you don't think that's coming with the house.
Right.
So I don't know what you're doing.
Let's see what he wears.
Yeah. Like, and it's so funny, too, because I so have, like, expensive – I probably shouldn't say this on the internet. But, like, not expensive, but I've hidden some nicer electronics, like, under my underpants and stuff lately. Because
in the bureau.
Well, I don't think people will steal like the VRC camera or my like telephoto lens for my regular camera, stuff like that. But I mean, because obviously like there's accountability for who comes and goes, but like you just don't want to take that chance. I don't know. Like,
I know, but don't you think if you broke into someone's house, the first place you would look like was in their drawers?
Well, I mean, it's sitting out on the desk as it was, so you know, like
well,
I didn't
yeah.
know where else to put it. And I have a box that you can lock things up in, but it's really small, and you could just pick it up and walk away with the whole thing. So
convenient.
I'm really screwed. Yeah, like pretty much. I don't know what to do. So.
So as a new listener, I'll ask you, the Mr. Larry Vader is single too, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Mr. Larry Vader is...
he's ready to pick up some cowboys in Nashville.
He is. Now, it's funny, I was just talking to Archer about this. I'm single. Not necessarily by choice. Though I don't mind being single. Like, I'm okay with it. I don't fucking care. I mean, every
Can't
now and then
find
it's
time
nice.
For them. Yeah.
Well, it'd be nice, like, if they lived somewhere, I don't know, like Atlanta or something, and especially, like, Latino boys, so that they weren't in your bed every night getting on the nerves when you're trying to get a
So you don't have to put up with them all the time.
Right.
They're there for convenience.
Right. But I, you know, really can't deal with, like, the clingy sort that wants to be at your house every night. Like, I don't know. That's just too much for me. I'm not ready for that yet. I don't
know. Larry, I think they're called call boys.
www.manhunt.net.
Right.
Yeah, no.
1-800 hot cowboy.
Can I ship one of those down from Nashville?
Right. We'll put him in a FedEx box.
Now, at that party you're throwing for me when I'm there, if you could by chance arrange for Mr. Kenny Chesney to be there, you could have my house.
Honey, if I could get Kenny Chesney there, I'd be remarried by now.
Oh, insert PNS boys. Ba-dum-tsh here.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, any other questions for Mr. Larry? My listeners probably enjoy this.
They probably do, because a lot of us may be kind of new and don't know all the questions about Mr. Vader.
That's V-A-D-E-R.
D-E-R. Vader.
Yeah. That's me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of V-A-D-E-R.
Uh-huh.
I remember winning a contest on finding that V-A-D-E-R on MySpace some time ago.
She says, I forgot about that. You and CJ, I owe you two t-shirts.
I lied and told you both you were the first one.
But, yeah.
See, boys, he lies.
I don't remember who was. Yeah.
He's cute, but he lies, so that's okay. And he wants you to live long distance.
Right. So hello. No, I said, oh, you guys a t-shirt, because I've got a new one on the Cafe Press store that's like, you know, on the front it says, got ham, you know, ooh. And on the back it's like littlefatty.com or whatever.
Cute.
Yeah, and there's a black one that says, this shirt is black for a reason. Can you imagine how fat you'd look if it were white or something like that?
Like, oh, that's horrid.
It is, but I would totally wear it.
Oh, I would wear it. It's cute.
Yeah. Okay, so I owe you the t-shirt. At least I remember who it is. But no, you're on my MySpace.
I am. Yeah. I'm hardly ever on MySpace, but yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. My boyfriend's one of those MySpace whores, so.
Oh, well, I have friends who are in competition with each other to see who can get the most. Mm-mm, none of that.
You log in and they get 3,000 people on their friends list.
Right, and I'm like, how ignorant. That's just ignorant. So, oh my gosh. All right, any other questions? It's great to have a show where my guest
ask you questions. We've done flip the script on Larry Vader.
That's right. No, I don't mind. You can't. You cannot. And that's one thing about me. It's hard to offend me or to piss me off or.
So your face ain't going to turn red.
Well, it might, but that just means I'll come out with a smart-ass mean answer. So.
Right. We'll hear some of that music.
Right. Let me just cue that something new. Yeah. What was I going to say? There was something else. Oh, what's this? Oh. I know how
perfect.
That must sound on your end. Yeah.
It actually sounded really good.
Oh, well, it sounds good on my end, so that's all that really counts, you know.
Right.
Right.
So did you have any other questions for the tweaker?
Let's see. Well, now, you know, I work in a coal mine. I forget what sort of work you do, or do you work, or do you?
I work in a coal. Right. I wish, honey. Those right. parents in that trust fund, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I need a boyfriend with one of those. Yeah, I work in a coal mine, but unfortunately... My coal mine is at home.
Oh, let me play that music again. Oh, no. Oh, wow. So you work from home.
I do. They started this great little, they call it a satellite program, and they're like, we'll pay you just as much, and you don't have to come in every day, but you still have to get up. But you can work in your boxers, so that's great. So
sign me up for that.
Right? I have to go out to our home office in San Diego. I have to go out there once a month.
Oh,
so I get to fly out there every month. So they were initially going to relocate me instead.
Right.
Then they come up with this program, and I was like, yeah, that's great. I think they started it just when I started working there for me. So.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
I was like, the horror.
Well, you know, next time you're in San Diego, you should let me know, because, you know, my buffalicious lives in San Diego.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We are good friends. He used to live here. And he won't admit it, but he's secretly madly in love with me.
And, aren't we all?
It's true. And he's, you know, really wants to spend the rest of his life with me, but he hasn't quite come to terms with that yet. But I have to go out to San Diego in a few months for his big 3-0.
Ooh, the 30s.
I think I'm fucking throwing the
party. How many years has he been 29?
No, only one. And I didn't even miss his 29th. I didn't miss his 29th birthday. I didn't go to San Diego for it because Miss Horty's poor. I've saved enough frequent flyer miles and not used them like I really wanted to wait and go for his 30th. Don't think I haven't been like in my mind, like I could so go to blah, 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 insert nice city
right
here.
Now, you know, in just a few months, we'll all need to be going to San Diego because they're having a big Podcasters Expo just north of there.
Oh, really? Or where
yes,
are they having
it's in
it?
September. It's in a little city about an hour north of San Diego.
Oh. Well, Buff's birthday is fucking in October. Go figure.
It's like in Ontario, Canada, I believe.
Ontario?
Yeah. Ontario, California.
That's LA.
Yeah, LA suburb there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's more LA. But my half Mexican brother, Paco Rodriguez, will be living in LA then. So maybe I will go.
Well, nice. Maybe I'll just have to head on up on the Veda van and go that way.
None of that. Continental will be dropping me off at the airport.
Right.
I don't know where y'all are getting, how you getting there, but
I'll meet you at the terminal.
Just look for me by the baggage claim with the very large bag marked heavy, and a poopy face because I've had to pay $50 extra to ship it or something.
And
like
it's really like four bags.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's one bag is marked heavy. The other three, you know, are just attached to it.
Right.
And I'm hoisting it through because, you know,
just pulling them all along.
Hello. Of course I am. That's how I do. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh. So maybe we'll get to meet up in San Diego sometime. That would just be wonderful.
I should well, you know, Buff also has a husband, but I'm accepting new applications for him because I don't like his husband. so maybe that's how I should work this. Okay, let me get on that. And he's about 17 shows behind, so by the time he hears this, he'll be like 32. So
you'll be out there, yeah.
Right, right. So I'm not really worried about it. I guess
well, that's just wonderful.
It. I should probably start the closing music at some point.
Yeah, here it comes. Yeah, we can hear it.
Mm-hmm. You can't hear it. Sorry. Sorry.
It's all right.
You know, I do what I can. Big Fatty has asked me not to use the normal intro while he's gone. He feels that that belongs. That kind of indicates he's on the show.
Ah, so horror.
So tonight's intro is a fabulous version of the theme song from Alice. Do you remember that show from the 80s?
Where I think that might have been before
woman,
my time.
No, it's the same age. Where Flo was like, kiss my grits.
No.
Oh, my God.
That was a South Carolina thing.
No, I don't think it was. I really don't. I am a huge 80s TV fan. And with John Michael Haas at thedailypurge.net and the PNS boys talking about 80s TV all week, it's been killing me. Like, I've been on all these websites downloading, like, the Gummy Bears theme song.
The Gummy Bears.
Yeah, don't
jumping
sing.
Jumping here and there.
I
love that show.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to sing.
Yeah. I was like, oh, stop me.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So tomorrow we get to hear some voice letters from the Big Fatty. Is that right?
That's right. Y'all, he called and called and called. Thank God for Gmail. because he would have filled up any other e-lettering account. And these files are like 4-bit audio. They're not big. but it was just like, Big Fatty, I mean... And I have a Gmail notifier set up on the Mac so that when something new comes in, it goes broom or whatever.
So you get that all day long.
All fucking day long. And I'm listening, and I'm like, Big Patty, who cares? And, you know, whatever. But Big Patty can talk some shit. So him and Miss Kitty were eating chocolate things and looking at delicious boys and doing whatever they do. So
now, does he have the technology to send you back some pictures while he's gone?
No, because he doesn't own a digital camera, and he wouldn't take mine. So
okay.
He's like, it's got a spot on it. I'm like, well, Big Fatty is better than nothing now, isn't it?
Well, we'll have to wait till he gets back to see those pictures.
Yeah. He didn't take his laptop. I mean, it's sitting on his kitchen table when I walked.
Did he take the sling?
No, it's still there. It is portable, but it probably would fill up the little room on the cabin.
Yeah.
There.
I'm sure he's having fun either way, though.
I hope so. I hope he comes back very rested, relaxed, and not on
and tan.
Much and Big Fatty with a tan. That's that would indicate he'd take his shirt off in public. So I hope he doesn't come back with a tan. I've been to the beach with Big Fatty before.
Oof. Where's that sound effect?
I know. Cue the music. Oh, I don't have the or the air horn on here. I haven't brought all that stuff over from the G5 yet. But
the old computer. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, thanks for being on the Little Fatty Cast tonight, Dr.
Well, thank you for having me, Mr. Vader. That's V-A-D-E-R. Larry Vader.
That's right. So now, where do we find your podcast one more time?
You find it at www.tweakertalks.com, and that's with two E's.
Okay. And,
or you can find it on the iTunes.
It is on the iTunes. Okay, good, good.
Yeah, just search for Dr. Tweaker.
And I think there's a link on littlefatty.com. If not, there will be when I'm done.
Awesome.
Yeah, so you can also just click through from there so that Mr. Dr. Tweaker himself can see how many people click through from littlefatty.com.
Indeed. We've got the littlefatty.com on our site, too.
So. I know. I got that e-letter on. And I don't know what it said exactly, but I saw it. I'm sorry, I get so many. That's about it, I guess. My name's Larry. You guys know that. You can find me. I'm at littlefatty.com. You can e-letter me, Larry@littlefatty.com, or on the Skypes, which is not Intel compliant. That's Larry Vader. So Skype, if you could get on that, I'd appreciate it.
And all your cowboys, send your applications to Larry Vader.
That's correct. Unlike some other folk, I will relocate for Cowboys, so don't anyone forget that. I will be in Nashville for the Moon Pie Festival, so go ahead and sign up, and I guess that's it, and we'll talk with you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.